Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the 2020 Coosa Eagles Football Coaches Preview Show right here on Talk Radio WLAQ. We are visiting with the brand new head coach of the Coosa Eagles, Joey Mathis. And before we get started, Coach, I just want to take this opportunity to thank you for your time today. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Yes, sir, as well. You know, it's hard to carve out time right now with crazy schedules and things that are going on, but glad to be here.
So let's just go ahead and jump in. Of course, when you took the job at Coosa, you were at Marion County, Tennessee as their head coach. You've been there for several years as an assistant before that. We're having a lot of success, and I've read some articles about your time there, and everything indicates that this was no easy choice for you to, you know, leave Marion and come here. So there must have been a lot of pull in that situation. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Oh, there definitely was. You know, I went to Marion not knowing a whole lot about it, and ended up really enjoying my time there. It's a small community. Football is very important. You know, as well as the other sports, but it is a different, unique place. You know, along that Squatchy Valley there, you got a lot of tradition, a lot of history. Fortunate to play for some state championships while we were there, both as assistant as a head coach. But to come back home definitely was not an easy decision. I struggled with it a little bit, but you know, we feel like we've made the right decision, and still pull hard for those guys at Marion every Friday and wish them nothing but the best.
Well, Coach, Coosa's had some ebb and flow in terms of success in recent times, but when you go back in the history of football in this area, you can find a couple of state championships back in the 60s during the Branch Bragg era. And so when you looked at this program, you obviously saw some potential of what you could do here to help move this program along and get back to some of that success. So what would you say were some of the determining factors that made this job attractive?
Well, you know, when the job came available, you know, I was in Tennessee, and my family and my parents are here. So, you know, there was definitely some family influence there as far as trying to come back. You know, when you get my age and your parents are still around, they don't tend to go, you know, they hadn't found the fountain of youth yet. So, you know, just parents getting older, and I've got some nieces and nephews in the area. My sister's here. So a lot of family ties, a lot of good friends in the area. But when you look at the Coosa program, you know, they have had some success. And if you go back through, even when I was around in the area coaching earlier, you know, you knew you didn't want to step over here all the time. You knew you got to play hard to beat them. And then sometimes they did get the best of you. But a lot of tradition is here. You know, the community, I think, is looking for that, but it's such a broad community, you know, Coosa is, that as I'm learning. But you know, we got to learn to take care of ourselves, and hopefully we can bring some pride and tradition back. You know, obviously taking over after Coach Wheeler, big shoes to fill. You know, I've always looked up to Todd and the things that he's been able to do in this area and throughout his career, but you know, definitely excited about the challenge.
Well, Coach, obviously last year was a tough year for Coosa, finished 1-9, but that was after back-to-back trips to the playoffs. And so, again, this program has had some success, but I know that one of the things every coach is trying to do is build a foundation to have consistent success where every year, you know, that team is going to be one of those teams that you expect out of the region that's going to make the playoffs. And then when you get to that point, other teams that draw you are going to say, oh, man, we got Coosa. And so in terms of building a successful program that's consistent year in, year out, what do you think are the biggest things that you have to do to get to that point?
Well, first and foremost, we build our program in the weight room. Our emphasis is there daily. And then we've made a strong commitment in our middle school, and even at the peewee and the junior peewee level and all the way down. But our middle school focus is there. We got a great staff in place down there, got a good supportive administration down there that understands that, you know, that a lot of times the field is an extension of the classroom. And so they've been great to work with, but we've trying to get this thing rolling 6 through 12, and then get our three feeder schools involved. So, you know, we got to start with a kind of, we call it the Eagle way, and instill that process in them as they come up and understand hard work, grades, and all the selfless things that make a team. So we don't want them to do that just when they first roll into high school. We want to try to get them instilled in that early on, and let them see the way that we do things, and the way our coaches, you know, their relationships with the kids are unique, and we push them and we coach them hard. But you know, we're trying to create young men, and we understand the importance of high school football in that process. So you know, that foundation is there at the elementary level, the middle school level, and then of course we believe it starts in the weight room with us here at the high school level.
To say that this year has presented some unique challenges would be an understatement. Obviously, the big elephant in the room right now is the coronavirus and what that's meant to, you know, getting out there for every team to try to build something and get ready for a season that at many points it's been questionable whether that would actually happen, but it does look like we'll at least get started. And that's even more unique when you're in a situation where you got a brand new head coach, new philosophies, maybe installing some new things on offense, defense, those kind of things. So from your perspective, what have been the biggest challenge?
Well, you know, it's all been a challenge, but I'm not the only one dealing with that. You know, it's a challenge for the schools, it's a challenge for the community, and even the individual households right now are look a little different, you know, than what we're used to. So football really, it has been different. You know, we take temperatures and we ask questions every morning. We sanitize. We've had to work out differently. You know, there's been some unique things that go along with it. But as far as the install process, you know, as a coaching staff, we've learned to use the Google Meets and the Zooms. And so we were able to meet, you know, while we were shut down and try to get to know each other and learn each other. And so that's made kind of for a smooth transition that, you know, just learning how to do those things and be make those things more relevant that I really didn't know before. You know, so I think everyone's dealt with that part of it. But, you know, when you are installing new things offensively, defensively, special teams-wise, new ways to work out and run and condition and practice, the virus has definitely made things different. And, you know, last weekend, Tennessee and Alabama kicked it off, so really got the itch. You know, I heard my guys in Marion won, so I really got the itch last weekend, and it started to become a reality. You know, because like you said, we've had some tense moments as far as are we going to do this or are we not, but we've had good leadership by the GHSA, and Dr. Glenn White's been very informative and keeps us in the loop. And, you know, they're fighting hard for it, but you know, the safety of the athletes is always going to come first.
Absolutely. And, of course, I talk to a lot of writers in terms of sports writers for the newspaper and recruiting analysts and different people, coaches, and just people around programs. And a couple of things that everybody's noted is that, yeah, there have been times where teams look a little bit sloppier than you'd expect this time of year, but they always are very quick to point out that the enthusiasm level, they don't know if they've ever seen it this high. Is that your experience?
Yes, sir. You know, there are some different days. You know, right now we are shut down, so the kids, you know, they don't get that school day, you know, to regulate them and then get here. So, you know, we're still dealing with some of the things that you deal with in the summer as far as ride challenges and, you know, that. But I really like the consistency and the routine of being in school and then being able to get them after school. And so we've had to roll with that and then make do with some things, and some things have looked different, but when they do get here, they are excited to be here. You know, even yesterday we were just talking about how seniors, you know, you don't know when this thing could shut down, or, you know, individual schools could shut down, but they are enthusiastic and they're excited to be here, and they've been great all summer with that.
We're joined by the brand new head coach of the Coosa Eagles, Joey Mathis, is with us, and we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to ask Coach some questions about the new coaching staff here at Coosa, probably some familiar faces, maybe some new ones, and we'll also talk about the offense. We'll be right back on WLAQ.
We are visiting with Dr. James Keene. I got a loaded question for you today. What actually is chiropractic?
Well, chiropractic is a philosophy that you adjust the spine, realign the spine, get the pressure off of the nerves, and let the body heal itself. That's why we are a drugless profession, because the body has the capability of healing itself. In most cases, there are a lot of things that, you know, that the body needs help overcoming. Bad backs being one of them, you know, any type of medical condition, the body has to have help to overcome. So if we're having a problem with your spine and you want to get it looked at, give us a call. We're in the office Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8:30 to 12, 2 to 6. Saturday, 8:30 to 12. The phone number, 706-291-1971.
You've never settled for anything but the very best in life, and you've worked hard to get it. You're proud of your family, your home, your car, and you want to make sure that nothing ever happens to them. You deserve the finest protection that money can buy and the peace of mind that comes with it. Jowers Sklar Insurance can give you that peace of mind. We provide complete and balanced protection for your auto, home, and business with products tailored to meet your specific needs. Not only will you get just the protection you want, but often at a substantial premium saving. Contact Jowers Sklar Insurance, because you won't settle for anything but the best, and neither do we. For all your insurance needs, contact Jowers Sklar Insurance, 706 East 2nd Avenue, Rome, or call at 706-232-9704.
It's kickoff time, and time to support our local high school football teams. Hi, I'm Kay Chumbler with Heritage First Bank. Do you need to conduct your banking business but are in a hurry to get to the game? I have the perfect solution for you. It's mobile banking with Heritage First Bank. Whether it's from your tailgate, at halftime, or overtime, You will never miss a single play. Sign up today and enjoy the game. Heritage First Bank. Local bank, local decisions. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, we'll just go right back into our conversation with the head coach out here at Coosa High School, brand new coach, Joey Mathis. And, Coach, tell us about your coaching staff for the 2020 season.
Well, you know, it's going to remain about the same. We did have some people that have moved on and come in, and, you know, that happens every year with high school coaching especially. But, you know, really brought in Coach Brandon Harmon, and Coach Harmon and I had worked together in Tennessee, and then I was able to get him out of Cleveland High School up in Tennessee to come down with us. So he'll be our defensive coordinator this year. But, you know, the coaching staff, it looks a lot of the same as far as the same faces, maybe some in some different places, but they're learning me and the way that I like to do things and the way that we think our program should be ran and head in in that direction. But a lot of the groundwork was here when I got here, and these coaches have established good relationships with these kids, and we're just looking to build on that. And, you know, me and Coach Harmon are looking to plug in and move it in the right direction.
And I would assume that based on what you just said, that even though you have a new face coming in, having those familiar faces that the kids know and those sorts of things, even though you're a new head coach and have some new philosophies to bring to the table, that familiarity has got to help, especially in the current situation.
It does. You know, kids, the hardest thing to do is fool a high school kid. You know, they know where you're coming from, and they know your intentions, and they know if you love them and care about them. And hopefully we've been able to do that, you know, and build those relationships. But, you know, a lot of those good relationships aren't built when you're winning and when things are going great. They are built when you're having to discipline them or get on to them about being a knucklehead in class. So those things are coming. You know, those relationships take time with our players. But they've accepted it, and they've done well, and they've learned us, and I'm learning those kids. You know, it's not an overnight process. We didn't have a spring. We were shut down in, you know, since March. So it's been a process, and it's been a good one. And, you know, like I said, we're learning each other. They're learning me. But the kids have been great through it all, and we're trying to just bring some enthusiasm and excitement.
Well, Coach, I know you've been a defensive coordinator, but also an offensive coordinator, a head coach. And I was reading an article about your team at Marion. I know there's a couple years where your offense averaged over 40 points a game. And so that's pretty significant and impressive. And so since we're talking about offense in this segment, talk a little bit about some of the changes that you'll make in the offense and what that's going to look like for 2020.
Well, as any coach will tell you, you know, the better players I had, the better the offense is. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, there were a couple of years there where we led the state in scoring in double A and were able to put some numbers up. But, you know, I played in college in the wing T, and I was a quarterback there, and then learned under one of the wing T, you know, gurus in Herschel Moore there at Cumberland University. But I've always kind of been a wing guy, and so that's what we're going to do. We're more of a hybrid wing, so we'll get in and out of it a good bit, and a lot of those blocking schemes and philosophies that, you know, still stood the test of time we're still rolling with. So, you know, it looks different at times in a traditional wing, but really, you know, if we categorize this, it'd be the wing T offense and the things that go along with it.
Well, Coach, let's talk about your personnel. I always like to try to get as many of the kids' names in these previews as we possibly can, but I guess we'll start up front with your offensive line.
Well, you know, right now it's kind of we're trying to settle in. We still, you know, about 3 weeks out from, you know, playing and getting things where they should be. So, you know, we got a lot of competition there, and we got some returning seniors. And, you know, we got our Jordan Wolf, Xavier Tilry, Dialis. I mean, we've got so many kids, you know, and Justin Hammond's there at tight end. We've got two good guards, and Gage Cole and Tyler Hart and Knox Callen. I mean, I could go on and on and on about the kids up front. But, you know, usually high school football, we'll be as good as they are up front, and they know that, and they don't shy away from it. And Coach Shiflett's our O-line guy, and he's done a great job of getting those guys ready. And you know, we're still a work in progress, and we got to get those five to function as a – I always say you got to function up front as a nickel and not a penny. You know, they can't go one in one direction and the other in the other. So we're learning that, and they're learning how to play together. Extremely young last year when you look at Coosa and me coming in. They were extremely young at times, but one place we do have some experience is the offensive line.
Well, let's talk about your quarterback. quarterback. Are you settled there? Do you have a battle going on?
Yeah, we got two kids, Hayden McBurnin and Josh Dixon. Both of them could step in and play at any time. You know, both bring a different skill set to that position. Both have done great. You know, we're still working as far as the leadership and the mental toughness and being able to hang in there when things do get tough and instill confidence in those around them. So both of them have done well picking up the offense and learning some of the things that we try to do in and out of our offense. We try to play fast and then we'll slow it down. And, you know, the wing, it's a complicated offense, but it's not, if that makes sense. But they've both done well, and either one could play really at any time.
Now, as far as the guys back in the backfield that'll be toting the mail for you this year?
We got plenty of those guys right now. And you look, when we're in the wing, and it kind of suits us as a personnel, we've got DJ Hames and DJ Driver on one side, and we've got Terry Curry, who was a spark plug last year for him, and in this whole area is really a dynamic athlete that he's got a bright future ahead of him after high school, I believe. But, you know, we've got a kid named Dalton Denton. We've got two big fullbacks in Jackson Thomas and Billy Settlemore, and then we've got a third one in there, Timmy Obenlander, who hadn't played fullback before, but he's been giving us some good time there. So we got plenty of backs, with Mervin Wakefield being another young kid. So we got a lot of backs and a lot of kids that can run, and they can do the things that we need them to do.
As far as wide receivers?
Well, we got a new one out named Keyshawn Kindred, he's not familiar on the football field, but he is on the basketball court. And so Keyshawn's been a very pleasant surprise. He's a great young man, first and foremost, but, you know, he's brought a really different element to our football program being out there. And Jakeem Mitchell's another senior that's out there, and Nick Threadgill is out there, who's coming back off of an injury last year. So we got some depth out there. Harley Brock is another young one that's going to step in and play there. So, you know, we've got four that we feel like can get it done out there, and I'm probably leaving some out, but those kids have done well as far as what we've asked them to do, and catch the ball when we throw it, and block when they're not catching. And Coach Bradley is our wide receiver coach, who played here, played football and basketball here, and then later played football at Reinhardt. So he brings a lot to that position. He brings a lot of excitement too, because he did play here, and this place means a lot to him.
We're joined by the head coach, brand new head coach of the Coosa Eagles, Joey Mathis, with us, and we've talked about the offense. In our next segment, we're going to switch to the other side of the ball and talk about the defense, also spend a little bit of time on special teams. We'll be right back on the Coosa Eagles preview show on WLAQ after these messages.
Ford Giddings & Kane Jewelers considers it a privilege to help make memories. Whether it's an engagement ring, a wedding ring, or a very special anniversary, our team is at your service. We have a vast selection of jewelry in our cases. Our design professionals are always ready to create a one-of-a-kind piece for any occasion. We appreciate the trust that is given to us, and we pledge to earn it each day. Come make us prove it. Ford Giddings & Kane Jewelers at 312 Broad Street in historic downtown Rome. We're members of the American Gem Society.
At Rome Orthopedic Center, we salute students, freshmen and seniors, athletes and artists, first stringers and choral singers, band majors and game changers. We hope you never need orthopedic care, but if you do, choose the only practice in the Rome area solely dedicated to the orthopedic needs of the students and families in our community. Rome Orthopedic Center. To make an appointment, call 706-292-0040.
At GNTC, you can get your college degree virtually debt-free. Georgia Northwestern is affordable and convenient. We have over 200 course offerings in business, health, industrial, and public service. Earn your degree, diploma, or certificate online or at one of our six campus locations across Northwest Georgia. Apply now. Visit us at gntc.edu. Georgia Northwestern Technical College. Succeed sooner.
We're back to talk defense on the Coosa Eagles High School Football Preview Show with head coach Joey Mathis. And, Coach, what is your defensive philosophy?
Well, you know, we're a kind of a bend but don't break deal. You know, in high school football, I think it's so important to stop the run. First and foremost, so we want to commit to doing those things. But I was able to bring Coach Harmon in on the defensive side of the ball, and like I said, he and I worked together at Marion County And then he left and went to Cleveland, but I was able to steal him back from those guys there. And so he brings that excitement and that energy to the defensive side of the ball that you want. He's an intense guy. He's our weight guy. And he's got a great staff over there. And Jacob Lambert does our D-line. Coach Baker does our stack linebackers. And then Michael Daugherty does our corner. So we got a really good staff there. And they've done a great job of doing what's been asked of them as far as coaching their kids, getting them in the right position, and understanding the whole of the defense. So, you know, we're going to be a stack defense, a 3-5, you know, some people call it. But he's put his own little spin on it. You know, coach has done a great job of figuring out what gives us the most problems and then going and trying to find it to fix it. But we want to dictate what the offense does. We don't want them to just sit there and just lay back and catch everything. So we have the ability to bring some, you know, some pressures and some things outside. And defensively, we're quick. You know, we're probably above average high school speed. We're not really big right now, but we got some good team speed on defense. They're learning how to run to the ball and understand that, you know, no one man should make a tackle. We preach gang tackling, and, you know, we're Eagles, so we want to swarm to the ball, and we want to hawk that thing. So we've been preaching that, and we are attacking philosophy, but we got some kids that can play on that side of the ball.
Well, let's talk about the nuts and bolts of your team in terms of the defense. Let's start with the defensive line.
All right, we're a three down front, so we've got three down linemen, and we've got we've really got six that can play right now, and you got some returning guys up there, and you know, we got Dialis Millsap, and then we got Billy Settlemore. You've got Xavier Itanose, Omarion Moore is playing some there. You got Ridge Holcomb, you got Justin Hammonds. Those are some that are in the mix right now. We've got Aiden Morgan, Tyler Hart, which Aiden plays on offense as well, but some of those kids have really come a long way, and you're going to hear more and more names because as the kids start to understand the defense, and we want to play a lot of kids. You know, we don't want to get in a situation where we're only playing 18 to 20. We want to play as many as we can so we can create depth, and then hopefully, you know, we're just not gassed come, you know, middle of the third, late fourth.
Well, let's talk about your linebacking core.
We got some experience there. Now, if we bring back some experience, it is right there. You know, our leader kind of on that side of the ball is Jackson Thomas. He makes all our calls over there, and he's done a good job understanding things. And those kids can all run. And we've got Jordan Mitchell that plays over there. We've got a new kid. He's a young kid, but he's never played before. But Andrew Holt's come out and give us some depth there. Gage Cole's another linebacker. Timmy Obenlander, he's had a lot of snaps here at Coosa. He's a smaller, you know, he's a little undersized, but he's always where he's supposed to be, and that means a lot for us. So, you know, we've got a lot of kids that can step in and give us some reps, and I'm probably leaving some of those guys out too, but being new, I'll tend to do that, I guess. But they do a good job. You know, they do what's asked of them. Coach Baker does a great job with those guys. Coach Baker played at West Georgia, so he brings a lot of knowledge to the position, and he and Coach Harmon work well together, and he's heavily involved in our strength program. So, you know, he knows these kids here. Coach Baker was here before, you know, here before I was, so he knows them. He's got a great relationship with them, and he and Coach Harmon, that whole defensive staff, work well together.
And closing out your defense, let's talk a little bit about the defensive backs.
Well, we got some speed back there. You know, we got some kids that can run, and they're learning how to use that speed and learning how to use their eyes as much as anything. So, you know, we've got DJ Hames, DJ Driver. Keyshawn plays a corner for us, and then Harley Brock's another one that gets some time over there. And then at free safety, we've got Terry Curry, who plays free safety for us, and he's learning how to fill that alley and play that deep third and those things. And then Hayden McBurnett does a great job, you know, right there. So, you know, we've tried to create as much depth as we could, you know, because in double-A, single-A football, it seems like that injury bug can take you from 7-3 to 3-7 if you're not careful. So we're trying to get as many reps as we can from kids. And you can see I've listed a lot of names. And so we're trying to, you know, create balance on both sides of the ball. And that way one injury doesn't just sideline us for a season. But they're coming together over there. Like I said, they're learning to run to the football, rally to the football. And we want to try to get as many takeaways as we can. That's what we preach. That's what we believe in.
Well, Coach, anytime you see a coach and program that's been successful, you know that program has spent a lot of time on special teams because that's a big part of the game. So let's talk about your special teams a little bit, your kickers, punters, kick returners, those types of things.
You know, we're going to be – anytime you can have explosive kids on offense, you know, we should be explosive in the kicking game as well as far as the returners there. You know, we do have those same kids, you know, that I've listed back there in the back. We got three quality kickers that can they can all kick. You know, I think they double as soccer guys as well. But they can do what's asked of them. Terry's punted here for a little while, so he kind of does it all. He's a tremendous punter. We got good snappers. Anytime in high school, you don't have to worry about that snap and that kick as much. That's a big deal. And then they can all, you know, we feel good about, you know, our kicking game in those areas being explosive. Our kickers work well. They work hard. You know, they come in, get their work done. But PATs, field goals, we should be solid in. And that's always, as a coach, you don't realize how important they are until you don't have one. So we do feel good about having those things.
And it seems like a lot of times when I have these conversations with coaches at this level, as far as coaching, it seems like a lot of guys will pitch in to help with special teams. Is that the case here?
Coach Baker, we turned our special teams over to Coach Baker. And he's ready for those things, and he does a tremendous job with them. We feel like we're going to be explosive on special teams, and that's a third of the game. You know, it'll get you beat as quick as offense or defensive mistakes will. So he's done a great job preparing us and getting us ready, and he's the boss there. So, you know, I jump in and he tells me where to go, and I do that. But you're right, everybody takes a hand, and if you're not involved in those special teams, you know, you're down there. We're down there what we call stealing time with Coach Shiflett, Coach Lambert on the DL or the offensive line side, and, you know, the rest of us, we pitch in where Coach Baker tells us to go.
We're joined by the new head coach out here at Coosa High School, coach of the Eagles, Joey Mathis. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll run down the 2020 schedule and wrap things up. We'll be right back on WLAQ.
BJ Littlejohn here again. It's hot now, but it won't be for long. Cooler weather is going to be here before you know it, so make sure your heating system is working correctly with a checkup from the experts at Ware Mechanical, Rome's trained comfort specialist. You know what we always say, a checkup today can save you big money down the road. Call Ware Mechanical at 706-234-3051 to set up your service appointment and stay warm all winter long with Ware Mechanical, serving Rome and Floyd County for over three decades. Ware Mechanical, your local trained comfort specialist. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Shannon Pharmacy on the Calhoun 4 Lane in Shannon wants your business. And Jeff Ratliff and his staff are ready to serve your every pharmacy need. They offer service you deserve and the quality you expect. And at Shannon Pharmacy, you're not just a number on a pill bottle, you're a person. And they offer you free delivery and accept most insurance plans. Jeff Ratliff grew up and still lives right there in the heart of Shannon. Shannon Pharmacy, truly your neighborhood pharmacy.
Georgia Metal Center on Shorter Avenue offers you residential and commercial roofing manufactured right here in-house and with all the accessories you need. Georgia Metal Center offers C-Purlin, Z-Purlin, and half channel, plus double bubble and commercial insulation. Georgia Metal Center also offers you pole barn trusses and components. Georgia Metal Center is your headquarters for vinyl siding, offering you eight different colors. Georgia Metal Center on Shorter Avenue across from Oaknall Cemetery.
Back for one more quick segment with the head coach of the Coosa Eagles, Joey Mathis, getting ready for his first season at the helm here at Coosa. And obviously, unique situation, getting ready for the season, getting a little bit of a late start. But I know everybody's excited about the season. So let's just start with week one of your schedule and just kind of say a couple words about each one of your opponents this year.
Well, you know, we open with Trine, who is a tradition in this area. And even when I played in high school, you know, you didn't want to go to Trine and mix it up with them. But they got a new coach as well and new coordinators there. So they've been in the same boat. A coach and I have talked off and on throughout the season, just in communication as far as hoping to get this thing kicked off and win. But, you know, they're going to be tough. They're always going to be, you know, strong, tough, hard-nosed kids, and you're gonna feel it after you play them, and we don't expect any different there this year with them.
And then, of course, the next game is going to be at all Murchie.
Yeah, you know, and our Murchie, they're a program on the rise for sure. Coach Green does a good job. You know, a lot of these coaches in this area, I'm back to where I know a lot of them, you know, and I know he does a good job there. He's got a good staff over there, and you're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to play well. No matter who we play, we're going to have to play well every week in order to try to win one.
And also nice that, you know, now that our Murchie and Coosa are not in the same region, being able to keep that game on the schedule.
Yeah, that was important. You know, I was handed a schedule when I got here that had already been made, so it was nice to see them on there and keep that Floyd County rivalry kind of going.
After that, you stay on the road, and you'll be playing at Pickens.
We do. We go to Pickens, and, you know, that'll be my first time going back there in a long time, headed that way. But I know their defense coordinator actually coached him at Shorter, a kid named Grant Myers. Not familiar with the head coach, but you know, they're a program for sure on the rise. And when you see them play, you figure out real quick they're a competitive team. They do a great job in the weight room. They execute at a high level. So we'll have our work cut out for us against that bunch.
Then your next opponent coming here to Coosa, I believe Lakeview Academy, isn't that in Gainesville?
It is. It's right outside of Gainesville. And, you know, we lost this game because we had Cherokee County originally scheduled. But when we backed our schedule up, you know, we weren't able to keep them on there. And we hate that we lost that game with Coach Kelly and those guys being so close. And knowing Coach Kelly, he's another one that was at Shorter when I was there. So I know a lot of these guys. But we were able to pick that up. Coach Shaw had called when we put out there that we needed a game, and I think he just took over there. But if you know anything about Coach Shaw and that family of his, you know they're going to be well coached and they're going to be a handful.
And then after that game, that's when the rubber meets the road. You get into your region schedule, starting with Model, which is a team that's really been on the rise.
It has, and I know Coach Honeycutt well. You know, he and I talked from the time I've started coaching to the time I was come back here, you know, and even got some ideas off of him, and it's about some things off him. So Jeff and I go a long way back. Even actually when I was coming down, they were asking me about people that I knew. Coach Honeycutt and I were on front of the Pigskin Preview together a long time ago. So we go back a long way, know his dad real well. His dad and my dad had coached against each other. So looking forward to that. But, yeah, I mean, hey, we get into region play with Model, and they've done well the past couple of years. And, you know, and he's taken over and got them moving in the right direction. And they had a great front seven last year when you watch them play. So, you know, there's no gimmies on our schedule. It doesn't matter who we play. But looking forward to getting in there and mixing it up with those guys and knowing each one of those games has a huge playoff implication.
And then the next week you're going to be heading up to the Little Big Horn, Chattooga, which is always a tough place to play.
It is, and they're not short on athletes there. And actually, Coach Peake and I have been coaching against each other my last few years in Tennessee. He was at South Pittsburgh and I was at Marion, so I've gotten to know Coach Peake a long time. And if you know anything about him, they're going to play great defense. They're going to be sound fundamentally on offense. He does a good job. He's an experienced guy, you know, retired out of Alabama, got a lot of wins under his belt. So they'll be tough, and they got a great running back right now and a big tall quarterback. So you know, like I said, we got our hands full every week when we play, but they're not going to be they're no pushover, and they never are, especially when they go in there.
Well, for a period of time, Gordon Central was one of those teams that you never want to mark a win on your schedule, but that's about as close as you could get for a little while. But this is a team that's really been kind of turning a corner, and I would imagine they may take another step forward this year, Gordon Central.
Yeah, I think they were a win or two away last year from making the playoffs, and they got a kid coming back that's going to play quarterback for them. I know TJ from when he played, Coach Hamilton over there from when he played, and familiar with a lot of those guys just being from Calhoun. And that Gordon Central rivalry when I was at Calhoun was a big deal. You know, them and Dalton were always a big deal, but they're going to be fine. When you watch them play, you know, I've watched some film from last year, and they bring back a lot, and they're well coached, and they do things the right way, and I think they're going to be in the wing this year, and they have a tremendous athlete back there. I don't know if he gets the recognition he deserves or not, but he'll get some attention this year before we get to him, I'm sure.
And another team you'll be facing this year at home the next week is going to be Dade County, and they're one of those teams that's had some down years, but you can never count them out either.
No, there's nobody on our schedule that we're definitely going to count out. We'll respect them all equally, knowing that we got our work cut out for us. But they got a new coach as well. You know, Coach Pruitt left there, and they got a new guy coming in. He's been there, which always helps. So they promoted from within, and I'm sure he'll just keep on rocking. You know, they had a decent year last year, and I'm sure he's looking to build on that. He's had a lot of success as a wrestling coach. So, you know, they're not going to be any pushover by any stretch. So, like I said, we'll have to strap it on and strap it up every Friday.
And then you'll go to Fannin County.
Yeah, Fannin's new to our region, and this will be my first time playing against a Fannin County team. Went to their stadium this year, coached in an all-star game over Christmas break up there, and beautiful, beautiful place, facility, nice turf. They have the lights there, the LEDs where they can flash, so beautiful place. You know, they're going to be tough dropping down from 3A to 2A. They've had a lot of success in their region there, and dropping down there, you know, I think they'll compete for our region title here, and coach does a good job up there of doing things the right way. Kids are big, strong, physical kids, throw it around, got some linemen, some linebackers, and a tremendous quarterback. So we'll definitely have to be ready when we go there.
Well, and speaking of being ready, of course, we've already talked about your familiarity with the Pepperell program. Coach Hurst has done a fantastic job there, and they're one of those teams that's just, you know, got potential every year to be really good.
Yeah, you know, even like I said, when I was in high school and you had Coach Honeycutt over there at Pepperell, you know, you knew that what they brought to the table, and has always had tremendous success. And in my short time there, we were able to make playoffs and play deep into them at times. But they've kind of set the standard here in this area and in our region, especially for being dominant. And, you know, I know Rockmart's gone now, so, you know, Pepperell wants to step up and take that next step into there. Coach does a good job, good friends with a lot of those guys there, and they do a great job. So our schedule doesn't get any easier as we go and then finishing with Pepperell. But we really just look at that Pepperell game being game 10 is we want it to be a meaningful game, and we want it to mean something. We want it to have playoff implications, whether that's us trying to get in or even trying to compete for a region championship at that time. So, you know, anytime they step on the field, it doesn't matter, you know, where you're at or here or there, you're going to have a tough game. You have, you know, tough deal on your hands. But we want to make that game as meaningful as possible.
Well, Coach, I have to say this is the first time I've had the opportunity to sit down with you and chat some football. Really enjoyed our conversation, and welcome back to Floyd County, man. We're glad to have you here.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back. You know, it's going to be fun, and hopefully we can kick this thing off and everybody stay safe and healthy, and it's going to look different. But, you know, I don't want to say that's the new normal, because I'm hoping this thing gets back to what these kids expect. And, you know, that four-year high school experience, as far as football goes, is so special, you know, and some of the things that they're not getting to do as far as, you know, just kids simply being in the locker rooms together and hanging out and, you know, working out together and those kind of things. You know, we've had to split our locker rooms because of the social distancing. You know, you got 10 minutes to get in, 10 minutes to get out, and we stagger our times, you know, in the locker rooms, in the weight rooms. And, you know, we want to get those things back to where they were. So give these kids those good experiences. And, you know, even bus rides are going to look different this year. But we're going to make the best of it. We're going to have a positive attitude, control what we can control, and definitely look forward to kicking it off on Fridays.
Coach, thank you for your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That's going to put a wrap on the 2020 Coosa Eagles Football Coaches Preview Show with brand new head coach Joey Mathis. We're going to step out here on WLAQ. When we come back, we're going to be joined by the head coach of the Darlington Tigers, Tommy Atha, as we get ready for the Darlington Tigers Preview Show. We'll be back on WLAQ.